and it just feels so good. Hallelujah. The Lord put some things on my heart tonight, and particularly Psalms 91. And we're kind of going to go through Psalms 91, and I didn't get it worked up for the screen, but everybody can just follow along in your Bible, and we're just going to go through it and talk about it. Psalms 91 verse 1 says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the Most High here in the Hebrew is El Elyon, and the name of El Elyon is love, light, forgiveness, freedom, and life. So it's kind of saying he who lives in the secret place of love, of light, of forgiveness, of freedom, of life, hallelujah, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. When we are living in the presence of the Father, no matter what happens to be physically in the world, we stay in the secret place of the Most High. You know, when we're in God, when we're in Him and in His presence, you know, we can be in Cumpas, we can be in Mexico, we can be in a dangerous area, but we're still hidden in the secret place of the Most High, wherever we are. And then down to verse 2, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. It says, "This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him." The spoken declaration of God's word is a powerful tool. It is the tool that activates our faith, and it puts the angels in action in response to God's word. When we make declarations according to the word of God, when we say, "I declare, He, the Lord alone is my refuge. He's my place of safety. He's my God, and I trust Him." Hallelujah. It changes our attitude when we make declarations according to the word of God, and it changes the atmosphere around us. It sends the enemy on the run. And Psalms 103:20 says, "Bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word." So when we proclaim God's word out of our mouth and declare God's word out of our mouth, the angels are sitting there waiting to go to work to help perform that word of God that we have spoken. So it just sets heaven on our side when we proclaim God's word. And down in verse 3, it says, "Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence." God will deliver us from snares and traps that Satan tries to set. As we dwell in the secret place and listen with our spirit, we can see the trap and avoid it and miss it. Pestilence means epidemic, pandemic, virus, plague, disease, infection, and scourge. We are delivered from any harmful thing in the area of sickness and disease when we're in the secret place of the Most High. Media, all the media pours out fearful reports every day of countless potential sicknesses and diseases that are on the rise and might attack us. And then they give us all the precautions to avoid and all the symptoms to look for. And when we hear all this negative stuff and we begin to grab it, you know, we make ourselves bait for Satan to attack us. You know, it's just like we need to declare that we are God's and we're in Him and our protection is in Him. And we need to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And hallelujah. God tells us the only precaution we have to take is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And that protects us from every possible harmful thing or Satan's list. So God is our protection. Staying in that secret place of the Most High is our place of protection. Down to verse 4 says, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth will be your shield and buckler. A mother hen gathers her little chicks under her, and she protects them. There's a secret place that mother hen gathers her chicks. And what it says is anything trying to hurt those chicks has to go through her. And when we're in the secret place of the Most High, anything that would want to hurt us has to go through God. You know, because we're like his little chicks gathered there under him. And anything the devil would try to do has to go through God, because he's our Father. The second part of our text says God's truth is a shield and a buckler. A shield means a barrier against. And the word buckler has several meanings. And as it used in this verse, it means something that surrounds. A buckler is something that surrounds you. God's truth surrounds us with his protection. The acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. When fear comes in us, against us, it's false evidence. It's lies of the devil. It's false evidence that appears real. True, on the other hand, stands for true, revealed, understood, expected. When we replace fear with truth, understanding and expectation acts as a barrier and protection against anything that comes at us. And the barrier is God himself. He is our barrier. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He stands around us. And then verse 5 and 6 says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. We do not need to fear anything unseen danger in the night, anything aimed at us in the daytime, any pestilence, epidemic, pandemic, virus, plague, disease, infection, scourge, any form of destruction. God is our shield and our buckler. You know, we hide in his secret place. Hallelujah. He is our protection. And when we speak his word and we stay in that place, our protection is dependent upon our living and staying in that secret place, staying in fellowship, in connection with our Father. And that's our secret place. Verse 7 and 8 says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. As we witness these things around us, they will only affect the wicked. And the word wicked means twisted, not evil. In this verse, wicked means twisted. And if we have not replaced twisted, fearful, and worldly thinking with straight, true, and spirit-led thinking, we are out of the secret place and become subject to these woes. In other words, fear is our greatest enemy. Listening to what the devil says is an enemy. We need to stand on God's word. We need to believe in God. We need to declare God's word over our life. Hallelujah. And we will find ourselves, you know, it's like when we have fear in our life or any kind of unrighteousness, if we have anger, if we have any lust or anything like that controlling us, it's like an open bait to the devil. You know, we say, you know, free fishing here. But when we replace that fear with God's love and the confidence that God is greater than our enemy and God is on our side and God loves us and we are whole and complete in him, and we live in that love and that light. Hallelujah. You know, when we have darkness in us, that gives a, you know, it gives a place for the enemy to come against us. So we want to abide in love and light and freedom and forgiveness. When we don't forgive, it's like a place where the enemy has bait in us. And so it's important to turn things loose and say it. You know, sometimes we just have to say, God, I'm having a hard time with this. And sometimes you have to say it. I forgive that person. I forgive them. God, I give it to you. You're their judge. I'm not their judge. This happened in the past, and I'm not living in the past. I'm living for today. Hallelujah. And just get rid of the negative stuff and live in God's love and his life. Hallelujah. Truth keeps us under God's protection. Consciously and continually practice replacing fear with truth, and protection is guaranteed. You know, God is our God. He is on our side. There's nothing to fear, you know. The greatest thing that we can fear is fear itself. You know, we just don't let fear have a place in our life. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Because we have chosen to live in love, light, forgiveness, freedom, and life, it says, no evil will befall us, nor shall any plague come near our dwelling. The Hebrew word translated evil here means accident, adversity, affliction, calamity, distress, harm, hurt, mischief, sorrow, trouble, vexation, wretchedness, and wrong. That pretty much covers it all. And our amazing God says, none of these things shall come upon you. None of these things. You know, we can't open the door and let any of them in because we are hiding in God's love and his light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like nothing, when we're hiding in God's love and his light and his presence and in that secret place, there's nothing that can hurt us or harm us. Verse 11 says, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Verse 12 says, in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And so God gives his angels. You know, it's not up to us. There is a supernatural world out there that's more real than the world we live in, than what we see. There's God is almighty, all powerful, and he has a host of angels. There's twice as many angels as there are demons. And God, you know, the angels are made to help those that would inherit salvation. That's in Hebrews 1:14. Says the angels are ministering spirits to minister to those that are heirs to salvation. And we're heirs to salvation. Amen. We have angels that's responsible for us. And it's their job. It does not change. And they are always on duty. And they're always there to keep us from getting tripped up by evil forces. Hallelujah. And, you know, it's like we need to stay in the Spirit. We need to be listening to God. We need to stay in that place of fellowship with the Lord. It's so important to be in fellowship with the Lord and be close to him. Talk to him every day. Love him. Worship him. Worship is a beautiful place. It's like we receive so much when we worship God. It fills our tank when we worship God. It covers us. And when we worship God, it's like we're filled with light. And light dispels darkness. You know, it's just like, when we're full of God, when we're praising God, you know, a demon coming against us might just see, oh, they're full of God and his power, and they turn and go the other way. The devils are afraid of the light. When we walk in the light and walk in praise and walk in the presence of the Lord, it's like a shield of the enemy. He doesn't want near us when we're full of God's presence. He's afraid of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The provision of God is made. And we know that the Holy Spirit assures us that we're God's children and heirs of salvation. When we operate in the supernatural, our spirit-controlled mindset, our angels can surround and keep us from any harm. And we've seen that happen sometimes where God has protected us in times of danger. And we just know God's there. And it's a beautiful thing to know that you're right there with God. And a lot of you have heard this, but we were in Chihuahua and a few years ago, and we had met some pastors there from Chihuahua City. And we had taken a lot of beans and Christmas toys and stuff to them, and we were had just eaten in a little restaurant, and we were changing the load from our pickup to their pickup. And Calvin was standing up in the back of our pickup, you know, and they were hauling things out. And just right next to us, you know, a sniper came by and just pop, 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 and three men fell dead right there beside us. And immediately, Calvin saw light just go all around us. And the amazing thing was, it was a sad situation, and it was, you know, your heart went out to the people, but there was never any fear. We knew we were in God's protection. His angels were all about us, and we were right there where it happened. You know, and it was traumatic because then the wife of one of the men was shot. She was there saying, "Despertate, wake up, mi amor, wake up, mi amor." So that was, you know, heart-wrenching to see the sadness in their lives. But for us, we had a whole bunch of people with them. There was nine of us there between those two pickups. And it was amazing that we immediately knew what was going on. And yet there was no fear. We were new, we were covered and safe and protected. And we have felt that so many times when we've been in bad situations and dangerous places. We felt like we're clothed with God's grace, with his favor. And it's just a beautiful thing to be in that secret place, even in danger places. You know, God's there, God's there, God's there. We were in Batu Pilas one time, and there was just gunfire all over town, and we were doing Christmas programs in the day. That night we were setting, eating supper, and we just felt compelled to pray, and we just began to pray and to pray, and there was a spirit of prayer, and we just couldn't let up. We just kept praying and praying, and while we were praying, there was one of the young men in the church standing up on the hill watching where our pickup was parked down below. And there were 8 guys in a fight, and they had been shooting at one another. They came up the street. 4 of them got on one side of our pickup and 4 on the other. And they started trying to shoot, and their guns would miss far. They'd take a clip out, put another clip in, and it would misfire. It wouldn't work. And they finally just started fighting with the butts of their guns because none of their guns would fire, and they had been firing all the way down the street. And we came out later after praying for like 3 hours. We just were in a spirit of prayer, and there was just tracks all around our pickup, and there was beer spilled all around it, but there wasn't one thing wrong with our pickup. That we didn't see anything. It was safe, and we were safe, you know. And so even in dangerous situations, we can live in that presence of the Almighty. We can live there. He's with us. Hallelujah. And you don't want to go somewhere God's not calling you to go, but when you know God's sending you somewhere, no matter if it's a dangerous place and a dangerous situation, you can still be in that shadow of the Almighty. And he's there. He's with us. You know, he's with us when we travel down the road. He's with us all the time. And you know, it's just like when we're living in that secret place, there's like a cocoon around us. No matter where we walk or where God sends us, there's a protection there, and there's a wholeness there, and it's a beautiful thing. And there's people have often said, the safest place you can be is where God wants you to be, where you're in the middle of God's will. Even if you're in a dangerous country or in a dangerous situation, being in God's will is the safest place you can be anywhere, because it's just real. His protection is real. His favor is real. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Down in verse 13, it says, you will tread upon the lion and the cobra and the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Hebrews tells us that Satan's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Lions that miss their prey are the ones that's roaring. They're real. That the lions that didn't get their catch are roaring. They're mad. They're raising, you know. And if they come after us and they don't get what they want, they're going to roar and they're going to make noise, but they can't touch us. Hallelujah. We're protected. Hallelujah. We are winners and conquerors, and God tells us by staying in the secret place, we are always on top. The snake part of Satan was cursed in the Garden of Eden to eat dust. The enemy is always under our feet. The lion part of our text today is the evil, ugly, menacing false front of Satan. He thinks that we will fear him and comply with his suggestions. But when we operate without fear, no evil can touch us. Our trust is in God, and there is no room for any kind of fear in our life. We're trusting in the Lord. God is with us. God is around us. Our trust is in the Lord. And in 1 John it says, perfect love casts out all fear. And so when we just are filled with God's love and in love with God and in his love, it's like there is no room for fear in our life. There's just no room for it. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. When we love God, we are delivered and set on high. The phrase set on high is talking about being put in a place of strong defense and safety. Over and over in this psalm, God is emphasizing our place of safety and security. He simply wants us to have no fear or anxiety. No fear or anxiety. Just say, if it tries to come against you, say, no fear here. I won't have anxiety about anything. My trust is in the Lord. So you have to resist the evil. Resist the evil one. Resist the temptation to have fear and to have anxiety. And declare, my trust is in the Lord. I am in the secret place of the Most High. I am under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm in him. He's my strength. My trust is in him. My hope is in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He wants us to be confident in his provision, his protection, his love. Love is without measure because that's who God is. God is love. You know, we can't soak up too much of God's love. He is love. And he abundantly shares his love with his people. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With God, we have a direct line to God's heart. When we call, He will answer. Call on the Lord and He will answer. He will be there. Just call upon the Lord. We are never on our own. We have all the resources of heaven available to us and backing us. God tells us that He'll be with us in trouble. But not only be with us, He said He will deliver us. So when trouble comes, God will be with us, but we also have a promise that He will deliver us. He will set us free from that trouble that's coming against us. Hallelujah. He's never going to leave us on our own. He's going to deliver us to safety, under, through, or around trouble. Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God tells us that he'll satisfy us with long life. And our life should be long and fulfilled. And we don't have to have regret or pangs of guilt or second thoughts about our life. We will be satisfied and looking forward to our homecoming with the Lord. God doesn't want us to live in the past. Satan always brings up what happened yesterday, 10 years ago. And God doesn't, that's past. That's gone. We're to look forward, look to Jesus, look up, look to God, and just leave what's behind. Leave it in the past. Don't dig it up again. And don't let Satan come and start tempting your mind. You know what that guy did to me yesterday or 5 years ago or 10 years ago? And you can get all mad and stirred up about something that happened a long time ago and has been over a long time. Don't go there. You know, we're to go keep our eyes on the Lord and move forward and not look back. Don't let Satan whisper these things in your ear and get you all worked up over something that's gone. It's past. It's gone. It's not here anymore. That's, you know, we look forward and we look on. Hallelujah. Regret and guilt are from the enemy. And don't even let these negative thoughts stay around for a second. But live each moment in the assurance that our Father loves us and cares for us. Hallelujah. The word salvation means deliverance, safety, preservation, health, and healing, soundness and well-being, and that covers all we need. When we're saved and have salvation, it comes in a package of all we need. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad I married a teacher. Isn't that beautiful the way she laid that out? I don't want to come across as negative, but I believe the Holy Spirit would remind us of something. Why would he even put Psalms 91 in the Bible? Why is it there? It's not only to remind us of all that God does to protect us, but it's to remind us that evil's out there. Now, I don't want to come across as negative here, but we need to have our eyes open, right? He says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High is safe. Well, why would I need safety? Because evil's out there. Barbara mentioned the mother hen protecting her chicks. Why is that mentioned? Because evil is out there. Amen? The devil's like a roaring lion. Evil is out there. And it just goes on. He's my refuge and my fortress. Why do I need that? Because there's an enemy out there. Amen? He'll deliver you from the snare or the trap. Well, why do I need that? Because there's an enemy out there that wants to entrap us. Amen? And so we don't have to be afraid by the terror by night or the evil that flies by day. Well, so? Because evil is there at night. Evil is there in the day. And so we're reminded, as Barbara kept bringing this over and over and over, she's reminding us of all that God is. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to remind us there's a purpose in His safety. There's a reason for His promised safety, because evil is out there. And so let's acknowledge both things. Let's acknowledge that evil is out there, and then acknowledge our faith and declare our faith that even though evil is there, I'm safe in the Lord as long as I stay in Him. Amen. And it goes on as, you know, she went verse by verse by verse. I kept seeing the flip side of the coin. And it's just beautiful. I'd never really thought about it quite like that. You know, the plagues, the calamity, again, the pestilence. Well, they must be out there, or He wouldn't offer us protection from them. Amen. I want to, just another thought along this line. I want to take you back a few years to when Barbara and I were going together. And I remember the first time I was ever alone with her. If I remember correctly, and I believe I do, I gave her a ride home from church one night. And it's the first time we'd ever been alone. And it was only 4 or 5 blocks from the church to her house, so it wasn't a big trip. But, you know, I gave her a ride home, and there we are, you know, sitting in the same vehicle together, and good night, you know, trying to make small talk. And I was so nervous. I was shaking all over. I couldn't hardly talk. I was so nervous. Now, she wasn't dangerous, but I was nervous. Well, maybe she was dangerous and I just didn't realize it. You know why I was so nervous, and you know why I didn't know what to say? It's because I didn't yet know her. And the more I began to know her, and we, soon after that, we became very close friends. Our parents became good friends. And so our families were together a lot. And for a couple of years, Barbara and I, we just did everything together as friends. Nothing mushy or juicy or wild. We're good friends, buddies. And it's such a miracle and a blessing to me to think that I married my best friend. But once I got to know her, all the nervousness left. And trust came in. And it got to the point where I could trust her with my life. You know, I let her drive once in a while. But I was thinking about this, how important it is to know God. If I'm going to dwell in His secret place, I need to know Him. We need to have a relationship and a connection. Because if I crawl under His secret place and I do not know Him personally, I'm going to be all nervous. And I won't know what to say. I won't know what to do. I won't feel comfortable. I don't know if I'm in the right place doing the right thing because I don't know Him. It's hard to receive and take advantage of the benefits that Barbara just laid out for us. It's hard to receive and take advantage of these things if you don't know God. If you're uncomfortable with God, if you're not well acquainted with God, you'll not run to Him at times of help, of need. And so knowing God is very, very important. And I want us to consider that and think about it. And think about how comfortable am I with God? Do I run to Him as a father? Do I run to Him as a policeman? Do I run to Him as a medic? You know, what is my relationship with God when I need help? He wants to have the relationship of father and child. Father and child. Amen. And so, let's realize the promises are there because evil is out there. Let's realize that we can take advantage of God's promises of safety better when we know Him well. Amen? Now, I want to change just before we finish up here. Ever since you guys came in, I've just had I wouldn't call it a burden, but I've had a concern for Hector. Is he on the road tonight? Huh? He is in Houston. He's in Houston. Well, I've just had a concern for him that we need to pray for him, okay? Now, he's in God's safety place that we talked about. Evil is all around there. You know, Houston's a mess right now. Everybody knows that. Well, Hector's in God's hands, okay? But I just believe it's in God's order and will that we enforce with prayer his faith and enforce his protection around him, okay? Why don't you just stand up? You know, you can just stand in as being his wife. You can stand in with him. You guys are one. Father, we just bring Hector to you. If he was in town, he'd be in church. He loves to be here. The Lord, he's on that truck route, and he's seeing what's happening in the Houston area. And Lord, we know there's danger. There's all kinds of things that could happen on the road and off the road. There's danger there. But Lord, your word promises protection. And we just pray that Hector's place in you will be secure and sure. And Lord, that his relationship with you will be tight and sweet and personal. Lord, we just as a body of Christ and as part of Hector's church family, we just speak protection all around him and all around his rig. In Jesus' name, protection. Guard him and guide him. Lord, a lot of times being safe is being guided and following directions of the Holy Spirit. And we just pray, Lord, that you just come into Hector's truck and take over. Just come into his life and into his guidance systems and just take over. Lord, we just put him in your hands knowing that he is safe in you and he's dwelling in the safety place of the Most High. Lord, I thank you for the blessing and the privilege of exercising faith in behalf of our brother. We bless you, Hector. In Jesus' name, we bless you. We're on your side. The Lord's on your side, and all is well. You'll be able to help people. You'll be able to have a successful run and be home safe soon in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You're welcome. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Speaking of Houston, I talked by text to Pastor Espinosa's youngest daughter. Pastor Espinosa, for you who don't know, he's in Cumpas, and where our mission station is. And the pastors there have two daughters. The younger one teaches school in Cumpas, and I've been in contact with her about her sister. The older sister is a medical doctor, and she's recently moved to Houston. And so I was talking to the younger sister about, you know, how's things going with Sarai and how is she? And, you know, she's in Houston and we're watching the news and la, la, la. And she says where they live, where she and her family live, is high ground. And she said all around them people are flooded so they can't leave the house because they can't get down the flooded street. But their house is on high ground and there's no flooding in their house and they are safe and they are in good order. And so praise God for that. Amen. You know, the news reports all the bad stuff, but there's some good things out there too. And that's a good report coming from the Espinosa family that Sarai and her family are in good order and in a good, safe place and being able to stay in their home. Amen. That's good. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to thank you for participating in this service. You guys are the sweetest people on earth. Just look at somebody and say, you're the sweetest person on earth. We love you. We appreciate your participation. And please come Sunday. Bring someone with you. You know, go by and pick them up. Maybe they don't have a ride. Go by and pick them up. Invite people to come. And we're not the only church in town. And there's a lot of good churches. Go to church somewhere. And come here if the Lord will put it in your heart. We appreciate your attendance. Appreciate your participation. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.